from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
BWI announces 181 redundancies. A Jamaican barrister at law criticises the Commission of Inquiry into Violence in Western Kingston. And Caribbean countries are limping out of the tourist slump. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean airline BWI has made 181 positions redundant in its drive to survive the reduction in travel since the attacks in the United States last September. 2 months ago, BWI announced it had little option but to cut staff, as the airline had carried 10,000 passengers fewer in October 2001 compared with the previous years. And in November, the figure reached 25,000 passengers fewer than in the corresponding month in 2000. And as Tony Fraser reports, the impact will be felt beyond the region.
Of the 181 positions identified after the six-week restructuring exercise, 40 are now vacant. The airline's vice president with responsibility for employee service, Frank Sampson, says that means the actual number of employees to be sent home is 141. 45 are said to be managers, but Mr. Sampson was not saying whether any of the managers to go home are at the most senior level of the organization. But he did say a few pilots will be sent home. Most of the employees to be fired are based at the airline's headquarters in Trinidad, but they